my brethren in Christ, so both the sacred lesson and the gospel today help us to understand the seriousness of the sins of enmity and also the importance of charity, practicing charity in our life. So in today's gospel, we just heard the words of Jesus. He says, anyone who is angry to his brothers will be liable to judgment. So who can avoid judgment? Because anger is something, it's very common feelings, so each one of us may have daily. But how should we understand or interpret the words of Christ? So what Jesus is talking about is the deep and lasting hatred. That is a sin of enmity. But the other form of anger is, we call the just anger. The just anger is accusable. It's permissible. So even Jesus Christ, he became angry when he saw the buyers, the sellers, and the money exchangers in the temple. And he became angry and impatient. He drove all of them out of the temple. So even Jesus became impatient and angry. But that the angry is foreseeing the evil, something bad happening here. So that kind of anger is accusable, or we call the holy anger. It's similarly unlike the parents. You can be angry when seeing your children not doing what you wish them to do, or their behavior is bad. So you can be impatient and so kind of angry at their bad behaviors. And also in this time, there are so many reasons, the just reason for us to be angry. We see the evils happening here. Everywhere is here. It's not only it's happening, but the people, they try to normalization of evil. So it's a great danger here, to everyone, especially to the young generation. So that is the reason for us to be angry as the evils and the normalization of evils in the womb. But even that kind of anger, the just anger, is accusable, it's permissible, but it's better to not to be angry. Maybe it's better, and try to pray, to be patient, and to pray for the conversion of the heart of the people. So that step by step, evils will be lessened and will be fixed. But that is our life. It's not avoiding angers is good, but the practice of charity is better, also much better. So that is why at the end of today's gospel, Jesus said, when you are offering the gifts before the altar and remembers having something against others, so you can leave the gifts and go and reconcile to your brothers and return to offer the gifts. So charity is very important. It's a must-have condition to offer to be to offer the gift and to offer our prayers to God. And that also what St. Peter said in his epistle. He says, for the eyes of the Lord are upon the just, and his ears unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Yeah. So if we have the charity in our hearts, yeah, it's worthy to be present before God, yeah, to pray. And this prayer also on Sunday Mass, to pray and to unite, to receive, to partake in the Eucharistic banquet. Yeah. So charity is, that is why we call the queen of virtues. Yeah. And also St. Paul says, now we have faith or hope and charity, but above all is charity. So when we are in the next life, in heaven, there will be no faith and hope. Yeah. Only charities exist and continue to exist in heaven. Yeah. Because in heaven, we cannot believe what we see. Yeah. We cannot desire and hope for what we already have. Yeah. But only charity, the love of God and of others, continue to exist in heaven. Yeah. So that is why charity is the queen of virtues, and we need to practice charity in all circumstances of life. Yeah. And heaven, the sense is the kingdom of is the kingdom of love. Yeah. So in here is a time for us to prepare ourselves ready for heaven, yeah, with a full of charity, yeah, because the people, so without charity, it's almost very, very difficult or impossible to live in the kingdom of love, yeah, for those without charity, yeah. So that is why to practice charity here is like a training for heaven, yeah. In the kingdom of love, yeah, there's no room for hatred and uncharity, so on and so forth. Yeah. But the charity we need to. I want to mention this because it's something new is happening. Yeah. And the charity, the object of charity, we learn that even Jesus Christ says to love God and love our neighbors. Yeah. So love God is the primary object of our charity. And our neighbors is a secondary object of charity. So our neighbors here means all the living human beings, all the soul, holy soul in purgatories, yeah, the blessed in heaven and the angels. Yeah. That's the secondary object of charity. But it's the new and the very confusing thing is happening in Vatican. Yeah. Vatican is just like last week. Yeah, they issue a decree a document. It's like a guiding document. Yeah, they call like a spirituality for a synodality. Yeah. That's the document that will help them. A guiding principles for the synodal church here. They are building a synodal church here. The synodal church is the playing of words here. So what is synodal church? So synodal church is, to be simple, is the church of men here, not the church of God. Yeah. A synodal church, everything, a church that is belong to everyone. So everything will be decided, not by hearing the voice of God, but by hearing the voice of each people. Yeah. What do you want? What do you want? What do you wish? Yeah. What do you want to change? What do you wish to change? Etc. Something like that. Yeah. So they win, and the sum of everything to know how the people want a church to be. So they will do, they will establish the church like that. Yeah. So Alaya is the church of the people, for the people, and by the people. Yeah. You hear a similar thing here. So it's not so a synodal church here. So they are building a synodal church here. And they issue a spirituality for synodality. Yeah. And in that, they define what is a merciful heart. Yeah. What is a merciful heart? Yeah. And I said a merciful heart is a heart, yeah, is on fire of love for every for human beings, yeah, for humanity, for the irrational beast, for the alligators, and for the trees and everything that is exist, and for demons. For demons. Exactly the same, yeah, they say that. For demons, yeah. So we are never been taught to love, to show love for demons. Yeah. So what does it mean? Yeah? They tell the people to to show love for demons. Yeah. So it is for sure they want to show that even the demons is the embodiment of all what is evil, all what is anti-God, anti-humans. Yeah. But even demons is lovable. So what else is detestable? Yeah. Even is demon is lovable, so it's nothing's evil. Yeah. So that is the intention. Yeah. They're telling the people to show their love to demons. Yeah. So to accompany demons, yeah, to love demons, yeah. So it's absolutely wrong, yeah. So it's a tale and dialogue to the Vatican II followers, yeah. We cannot love and show love for demons, yeah. If we follow a religion, to have love for demons is something, it's understandable, yeah. Cannot understandable, yeah. So that a thing we show against the practice, charity, we know like a charity, and we know what we love. Yeah, we cannot love what is evil. Yeah, we love what is holy, the holiness. Yeah, that a thing. So my the gospel today inspires to practice charity. A training ourselves to be ready for heaven. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.